This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming up on 7 after the hour now, time for our weekly overview. On behalf of the DJV show, I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner, who are here to discuss with me and you the charts from Talkers Magazine for this past week, the week of Veterans Day, November the 8th to the 12th, the top 10 stories of the week, the top 10 people on the list, and things that are nuanced in our conversations have been either through the course of the week or we find ourselves as we get to the end of the week. Some of the focus changes a little bit because we know a little bit more at the end of the week, hopefully, than we did at the beginning of the week. So let me go through the story list and the people list and then pick out some of the things that I think are worthy of our attention. Veterans Day, VA issues number 10. Certainly, I think for me, it would have been, I would put it up on the list a little more, but that's, I'm not Talkers Magazine. Foreign affairs, especially our relationship with China and Russia, number 9. The Astroworld tragedy and what that all means. I suppose maybe that could be coupled with Rust and the controversy about that, but I think, well, let's talk about it when we get there. The immigration situation, number 7. The Kyle Rittenhouse trial is 6. Climate discussions and what went on or is going on at the summit, number 5. The political realities of the world or our world in America, number 4. Investigation into January 6th. Man, this thing is talking about beating a dead horse. Wow. Number 2, the COVID vaccine discussion, mask discussion, mandate discussion wrapped around Aaron Rodgers in part. And what's going on in schools? Number 1, inflation, the proposals for fixing our infrastructure, the supply chain, and how things are breaking down. They're all part of the economy. So that's it. Those are the stories. Number 10 on the people list is Travis Scott. Alec Baldwin is 9. Nancy Pelosi is 8. Kyle Rittenhouse is 7. Mitch McConnell is 6. Liz Cheney is 5. Whoopee. Aaron Rodgers, 4. Donald Trump, 3. Kamala Harris is 2, and Joe Biden is 1. I think more people are talking about Kamala Harris here. It's crickets wherever she goes now. All right, so.
Well, she's in France this week. That's why she's on the list.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so Veterans Day, VA issues, the whole business about how we treat. I mean, this is, again, maybe beating a dead horse, but it still needs to have our focus because nobody seems to be addressing these issues, although the White House did say this week there was a new strategy to identify and treat health issues in veterans, especially the ones who have been exposed to chemical hazards, environmental hazards, that sort of thing, physical hazards. Well, I mean, that is the definition of a soldier, right? Being exposed to physical hazards, especially if you're out in the theater of war. That's what you're signing up for, in part. So the Department of Veterans Affairs recognizing that certain illnesses present differently with veterans, and so we ought to do more. I mean, this is the same. You go back to Vietnam and Agent Orange, for example. How many guys who were in that theater didn't know what they're being exposed to and have died a horrible death because it just ravaged people's bodies with cancer, that kind of stuff. And because you can't sue the government, right? You can't sue as much as we'd all like to sometimes over various infractions. This is one of them. So anyway, Biden said that the new effort focuses on increasing the VA's ability to identify connections between health hazards and disabilities. Okay. So after you recognize them, what do you do about it? Isn't that the question?
Identifying meaning to get better treatment, because like you said, if you are exposed to it, the cancer may not show up immediately. Mm-hmm. So I would assume that it means more preventative care and just treatment in general for it. It's a horrible side effect.
Shouldn't there be, when we, this whole business about infrastructure and the better buy, build, or whatever that thing is called that they've...
Build back better.
Build back better, that too. Shouldn't this be as important as that stuff in terms of what Congress
I think it should
is?
Be more important.
Yeah.
Our veterans really get a tough time.
Short end of the stick.
Especially, I think maybe since Vietnam, when people came home, when they came home, people threw things at them and spit
yeah.
at them.
Right.
And, you know, I think we lost some respect for our military during that time in our nation's history.
And it wasn't their fault. It was Nixon's fault. And LBJ's fault. And
they
the people
were
running the
orders.
Defense Department. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
it's like,
so
what are you supposed to do? Just walk off the job, you'll end up dead. You just you stay with your team. And then I think there, you know, there's already a stigma on mental health. So for men, especially when men come back and they have seen war or they've lost someone close to them in the military, I think you see a lot of people who don't either have access or who don't take the stuff that's available to them to help them. And so there was a big story out here in California where I'm in Los Angeles. There's a big piece of land, and Doug, I know you spend time out here, so you may have seen it. It's on the west side, your neck of the woods. And there's a big VA property out there that has a lot of land around
it.
The
405, yep. Yeah.
And what's really stunning is that there were all kinds of homeless veterans. And the reason that you knew that is that they had signs on the outside of their, like, encampments. They had flags hung up on the outside of their tents, just living on the street outside of the VA. And so it has they're preparing Los Angeles for the Olympics, and God forbid we have some veterans on the side of the road where people might see them. You know, everybody wants to sweep them under the rug when a company's coming. And so they just moved them onto this property, which they were supposed to do years ago. It was given to the VA specifically for this reason, to house these homeless vets that have come home. But for many of these guys, they receive dishonorable discharges for whatever reason, and they don't get the services of the VA, so they just sort of camp with their other people on the outside of the perimeter, essentially.
Well, it's right on Whistler Boulevard. It's not like it was hidden from view. And the land that we're talking about is very valuable land. And some people said, well, we should move them to Los Angeles City Center or something because this land is too valuable. We should tear all the veterans' buildings down here and put up whatever it is that they want to put up. I mean, imagine the junction of Wilshire Boulevard and the 405. How much is that land worth? So in the government. Yeah, exactly. Yep. So
but
it's more about
the point
money.
Is that we've got so many things at play, and this isn't a place where the services are accessible. In other places, it's much harder to get services from the VA when you're in rural areas, and it just compounds kind of the issue that our veterans, I think, they face every single day. So, and the dishonorable discharge is a big thing. Part of the argument about the vaccine, for those who are choosing not to get it, they're being dishonorably discharged from the military. And is that fair?
Talk about social engineering. Okay, so that's number 10. Number 9, our relationship with China and Russia. We'll talk about that after this here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fat product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website. It works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. All right, so with regard to number nine, our relationship with some of the people, governments we don't like, China this week, because of the focus, the people at the climate summit throwing barbs at them, has said they will be more aggressive about taking action with regard to emissions there. Actually, it was a joint declaration with our country, which is kind of surprising.
Yeah,
right, given the tensions.
It?
Yeah.
Well, it's a step. I mean, it's a step in the right direction, so we'll see. The front page of the LA Times this weekend has talked about how President Xi has revised history in China. He's only the third person in charge of that country to do that, and basically said that we're always on the right side, you know, really kind of lying to his own people. He
really?
Puts Uyghur Muslims into concentration camps. I mean, he's committing genocide. It's really hard for me to believe that he commits anything to doing anything good that would help.
Well, the reason that he might, though, but is that, and this is sort of the approach that Biden had campaigned on, you know, getting all of our allies together, circling the wagons. If everyone says that we're not going to do business with China unless you clean up your, literally clean up your air and your emissions, well, I mean, that puts pressure on them. They still need to make money. They you know, in order to colonize the rest of the world, they still need to make money, and they still need us to be dependent on them. If we're not buying their stuff, we're not dependent on them anymore. So I think that I think we actually have China in a good position on this one issue. So we'll see where it goes. But a lot of the other countries have just said enough is enough. If you don't make if you don't come to the table and make a commitment, then you know we're going to start scaling back on what we do with you.
The climate envoy is John Kerry, a former senator and a presidential candidate. He's the one who's been meeting with all of these people. There are 30 different countries that are in on it, and he supposedly is the leader. Let's see how that shakes out. Meanwhile, the Russians are trying to rehash or somehow represent the Ukrainian invasion of 2014. Secretary of State Blinken said during a press conference that the Ukrainian foreign minister is concerned Russia may try to, quote-unquote, rehash. I don't know. Does that mean go back in?
Do the whole thing over again.
Do the whole thing over again?
Yep.
Yeah. There we go. Yes. And it's more, we focused on China for sure, but the Russians are up to no good. And we don't seem to be able to do anything, or we're not taking a strong stand with them either. I don't see that we are. It's just okay.
Well, strong stand meaning what? What do you want us to do?
I want us to put.
We stopped giving the crap out of them.
We handed them a big win with pipelines, and so I think that was pretty disturbing because you hear a group of people saying how bad Russia is, and then you're like, well, why are you giving them more power in, especially in the region that they're in? And that's exactly what this administration did when they signed over the rights to the stream pipeline, whatever it's called.
Well, where is that pipeline?
Goes right through Russia.
Yeah, but why should we have any say over what goes on in Russia?
Because we had to sign off on the deal, and because it sells through all of Europe and our allies and Germany and all of this, and the United States had to sign off on it. Why they do, I don't know, but they did, and Russia has been empowered.
The only power that Russia has economically is because they have gas and oil, and they sell it to the Europeans. That's it. They got nothing else. And so their whole economy is dependent, and Putin and all of his pals are big owners. They killed all of the owners of the various corporations that are tied to this so they could have it all for themselves. Think about that. 21 after the hour.
Now with orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now 23 after the hour here. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review from the folks on the DJV program on Monday through Friday show that brings Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner and I together every day discussing the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that people are talking about, having some fun. But when it comes to this sort of thing, we take our responsibility pretty seriously. Jay, among many other tasks that she has, is in charge of our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and each week when it comes to discussing the issues, we have comments from our listeners. So you want to go through some of the comments that we've had on, let's start with that Kyle Rittenhouse trial, which is number 6 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine on the Countdown.
Yeah, Greg Donahue says, it was self-defense and acquittal is the proper outcome. Charlene Greer, on the other side, said he did it and drove 100-plus miles to do it and was underage to have a gun. Mm-hmm. Donnie Smith said if the government protected its citizens and property, private citizens would not have to do it. So you kind of have opinions going from all across the board. Bonnie Ellison says, I think the judge has had enough of the prosecuting attorney. The video proves it was self-defense. End of story.
And what's Larry unfortunate, I think, is that so many people made up their minds about this because of the way the media portrayed it early on, which was now revealed to be a lot of lies. And so Everybody, I think, is pretty stunned. But the judge, you're right, Jay, has made a big name for himself in this case.
Well,
but the facts of the case, though, I mean, this was an underage kid who illegally possessed a weapon and drove 100 miles to go and get into trouble. I mean,
he was a white supremacist
and that he was going to hunt black people and the president of the United States came out and said he was a white supremacist. Yeah, well, but he wasn't. There's no proof that he was, and he actually ended up shooting white people, not black people.
The bottom line, though, is this is not an open and shut self-defense case. It's not.
I know people who support him want
to say that it is, but it's not. Well, Doug, it's motive. You illegally possess a weapon and you drive 100 miles.
Guilty as hell.
It's actually not about motive. And I know Jay wants to get in with these social media comments, but what it's about is if you bring a gun to a party, can you claim self-defense? So it is, yes, Victoria, about whether or not you can claim self-defense, but it has nothing to do with motive. In fact, it really doesn't because he came there. He said he was protecting property. It doesn't really matter. He shouldn't have been there. I think we all agree on that. But what was said is that that he was attacked by these people, and the video shows that he was, and actually one of the surviving people that he shot said, yeah, we pointed guns at him. But the argument is, if you bring a gun someplace and you're not supposed to have it, can you claim self-defense if maybe you having the gun might have sparked the reason why you're in this trouble? So,
yeah, I think that's
yes, there is an argument about self-defense, but I really think the media needs to do a better job preparing people for
of course, at
least probably just weapons charges. I don't think he's going to get any of these murder charges.
And that's what a lot of people have echoed as well, Jen, that these murder charges should be dropped. However, the other charges of illegally having the gun, being underage having the gun, all of that stuff he should be held accountable for. And other people have even mentioned the media, that the media riled people up.
Media has no responsibility. Nobody can go after the news media.
They're doing it again because if it doesn't come out the way people think it should, even though they probably haven't watched 30 seconds
average
of the trial to understand what's going on, there'll be problems. I just think that when you're an agitator, let's call him that, right? So if you're an agitator, he was too, Jen. You don't drive 100 miles with a gun that you illegally possess for no reason.
Property. So
again, right. Property that he has no connection to 100 miles away.
That's a good question, too.
All I'm saying is, I'm just tired of his lawyers now trying to paint him out to be the victim here. If you show up with a gun and someone wrestles a gun away from you and you end up getting shot, you're not the victim.
No one wrestled the gun away from him.
I'm just saying, when they pulled a gun on him.
Here's listener Ernesto, who says a young dumb kid doing dumb stuff, but he did the right thing. The men were supposed to do what he did.
Okay.
Wow.
Sure. Yeah. A lot of people would probably do the same thing as the point.
He says that's why I love listening to the radio. Okay, Ernesto, thank you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Chamber of Commerce has had a chance to peruse some of President Biden's social spending bill. Neil Bradley, the Chamber's chief policy officer, offered this. We have the highest inflation in 31 years. Employers are struggling to fill a record number of job openings, and the current draft uses gimmicks to cover up the spending. It's being reported the middle class will be hit the hardest for paying the bill on Biden's bill. The Kyle Rittenhouse trial will go to the jury after closing arguments on Monday. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will hold a virtual summit on Monday. The meeting would come as U.S. and China have been clashing over Taiwan and human rights abuses. The Chinese embassy Tuesday expressed China's willingness to enhance exchanges and cooperation. A U.S. appeals court on Thursday stopped congressional investigators' access to former President Trump's White House records relating to January 6th. A hearing on the matter is set for November 30th. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The most explosive political topic in the 2016 presidential election was Russiagate. The now-proven lie claimed President Trump had secret ties to the Kremlin. The false narrative was used for years against 45, to the point where California Congressman Democrat Adam Schiff had the Steele dossier entered into congressional record. Now the John Durham investigation, with the indictment of former Hillary Clinton lawyer Michael Sussman and the indictment of Igor Deshenko, suggests the Clinton campaign was paying for misleading political narratives. Congressman Devin Nunes, the Republican from California on Newsmax.
This was their narrative. They paid for it. This wasn't just some Brookings institution, Russian national. This guy was getting information from a Clinton operative. And so that was one of the missing links that we had. We knew it was completely made up. We knew the FBI was in on it. We knew the Clinton campaign was in on it. We had built a circumstantial case for that. What Durham has now done is he's been able to bring in email, phone calls, communications, payments, and it's put all this together. So I doubt that the Democrats in this country are ever going to take responsibility for this hoax that they've hoisted on the American people for years. But also, Durham continues to have a huge responsibility on his shoulders, because if he doesn't get to the bottom of this, every day that goes by, the American people are losing trust in our own Department of Justice and the FBI. It's unhealthy for a democratic republic, and quite frankly, it leads to instability.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
America in the focus, actually, of the world. This is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The top 10 stories of the week, according to research done by Talkers Magazine. You can find the lists posted. We have them on our website, don't we, and our social media, Jay? Both website and social media for DJV Show?
Yeah, it's DJV Show and DJVShow.com and TalkRadioCountdown.com.
There we go. And Talkers.com. So there, you can get the list. See it. And have your own thoughts. Thought it was interesting. I was looking at some research this week as to how many more people are listening to spoken word formats on the air and on podcasts and that sort of thing. 22 million more people listening this time this year than last year to spoken word things, including most of them listening to us, right? Jennifer in Los Angeles. Woohoo! Jennifer, not only here on the DJV program, but also does some mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles. Victoria has a podcast called Beauty Pop, so you can hear her talking. I've suggested that she make me a guest on it at some point in time. I haven't gotten too far on that one yet. Jay, in charge of all our social media, is the mother of Mac, and that's what she does for her side gig. So we all have our side gigs. Meanwhile, at number 8 this week on the countdown, the situation with Astroworld and Rust, I suppose, putting those two together maybe somewhat. I think we all know the Russ story, but I don't know that a lot of people know the story of Astroworld and the nine people who died at this festival last weekend. So what Travis Scott is a rapper. He apparently is not much good as a human being. I guess I'm getting that from various accounts, but those to be believed because they're regular news media accounts.
Well, I mean, he's paying for the funerals, and he's, you know, paying for mental health and PTSD counseling. I mean, he's trying to do, you know, all the right stuff that you're supposed to do. When
wouldn't the right stuff have been not to try to rile everybody up? Yeah, thank you.
Well, sure, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, I don't know if that makes him a horrible human being, but he certainly has a past history of getting people very riled up at his shows, so I don't know. I think he's going to face lots of lawsuits, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure, yeah, and he's even posted about in past concerts where people have gotten hurt or they got so overheated or they passed out, and he has always praised them for just going that hard for him. And
it's, how stupid.
You got to care more about the fans.
Egomania.
Mm-hmm. Yep, right. Okay, so number seven, the race relations issue as it wraps itself around immigration and where we're going with all this stuff. I'm so confused by what's going on or not going on. I can't tell you that I really have an authoritative point of view. I do know that there is legislation that has been passed. I don't know if it's been filed. I don't think it's been passed yet. To resolve racial inequities that are part of, because this was Veterans Week, I'm sure this bill was a part of that focus, a bill to deal with all of the prejudices and the inequities that blacks have in the service. A lot of black service members who fought for our country going as far back as World War II denied advantages of veterans benefits. How the hell do we, where does this come from? The prejudices that, I guess I asked that question
like
a few minutes ago about something else.
This seems awful if it's happening.
They scratch them
the services?
From things, mortgages, for example, loans for businesses, college assistance, all those things that the white people get, the black people don't get. And so, anyway, I just...
On what basis, though? That just seems
well,
so
this is going,
this is going
back to 1944 with President Roosevelt when he signed the GI Bill. That was in
But it's still going on now, Victoria.
Right, but not to this extent. So what this bill is looking to do is to, it's basically if you are a descendant of a black veteran who was denied all of these benefits, it's called the GI Bill Restoration Act, and so it's going to extend loan and education benefits to living spouses and descendants of black World War II veterans. That's what this bill specifically deals with. But if you're black today in the military, you're not being denied the, you know, loan opportunities or whatever. I mean, that's what I was going to say. I'm like, that's not happening today. Right. Yeah.
I do think there are ghosts of Christmas past, if you will, in the service. There's still racial inequity. I can remember in my lifetime, back in the 1950s after Korea, during Korea, when black soldiers were stationed in the theater of operation, there were two latrines. White soldiers went into one pee pot, and the black soldiers went and took a pee in another pot. That's how, and that's not that long ago when you get down to brass tacks. So I think, and if it isn't on a sign someplace,
yeah, but let's be
it
clear
still
that
is
that's
in the
not
hearts
happening
of some
today,
people.
Because the way that I think the story came out is like it's still happening today, which piqued my interest. Like,
I think
how
it
in the
is
world
the
can
point.
You get away with it?
It may not be physical. And I'm not sure that I'm crazy about reparation bills, but I will tell you, my mind changed a good deal when I found out in terms of my interest in farming how badly treated the black farmers have been in this country who got land after the Civil War, or their families did, and they never got title to it. They can't prove that they own it, so they can't get loans. They can't transfer title to somebody else if they want to sell it because they can't prove that they own it. That kind of stuff.
That's a perfect example of systemic racism. Yeah. That's a system that has been at play for so long that has prevented black Americans from building generational wealth. That's part of the stuff that does need to be taught in schools, and then everyone's so hung up on this critical race theory buzzword that no one even knows what it is.
What happens with
black farmers in America, that's something that a lot of people don't learn about in school, that people should know.
Well, that's why we talk about it here, because this is like an educational classroom of the year in many respects, and people call me Professor Stefan. I don't mean to lecture people, but I will tell you that this sort of thing, whereas, not to have, this be contradictory points, I think the Black Lives Matter movement has gone too far in and of itself on its own. But there are specific instances that the grandstanders don't talk about, like Al Sharpton and these people that are out there to rally the cause, because they don't have any sense. They're New Yorkers. What do they know about what goes on in Iowa? But I do, because I've followed it. I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I do a podcast and a weekly radio show called The American Family Farmer. And one of the things I look at, I'm not interested in big ag. I'm interested in the affairs of the small family farmers, and black people are having one heck of a time trying to exist in the agricultural world at the moment because of the prejudices that are still there. So I'm interested in correcting what's still there. Can't do anything about the past, and reparations don't cut it. It sort of reminds me of what Larry Elder said once. I heard him say that he doesn't support white people paying to take care of
white people who were never slave owners paying black people who were never slaves.
Right. Okay. Thank you. I knew you'd have that somewhere. All right. Let's keep moving here. The climate summit. Did you see the pictures outside the summit of the garbage that was piling up over there? I mean, you think about it. This is in Glasgow, Scotland this week. All those people there preaching about protecting the planet. And there are 400 private planes in the airport. And if you see the piles of garbage that are outside all around the conferences, I mean, even up to the doorstep, this has been going on, for about 8 days, I think, 8 or 9 days, and the mess outside. So you have people talking a good game inside, but yet the practice outside, the reality is that people aren't really taking it seriously. That's the way I read it. You tell me I'm wrong, guys.
Well, I can't, because I think you're right.
Well,
there are people who make this a business for themselves, so they fly on their private jets and they go spiel to people
who make it some religion, and then they fly
home and live their lives.
No, not everybody.
Yeah,
I don't think it's fair
to say that just because there's trash from so many people being there,
You'd think they'd be smart enough to think of the visual, though, right, Victoria? I mean, really and truly. The visual, the optics of that's not very cool.
Well, the picture that you're talking about, I mean, it's not like it's on the front steps of the building.
It's kind of around. It's very visible from what I can see. Anyway,
it's visible. Yeah, well, I mean, that's, go to New York City. It's trash is everywhere.
Well, that doesn't make it right.
It's a suburban area, but it's, I don't know. It does trash pile ups. It's whatever. I think the private jet thing is a lot worse.
Well, I think they're coefficient. But anyway, it's paying attention to those details that ought to be part of what they're doing. And then people take it seriously, because they don't take it seriously if they see all the private jets and they see all the garbage around. Okay, yeah, it's just another way for people to get together and have a good time and have some, good food and drink and yada yada, slap each other on the back. COVID-19 number two, and the controversy about Aaron Rodgers, perhaps we ought to talk about that next as we continue here on the Talk Radio Review.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. Hi, this is our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. We do this every week, the folks from the DJV Monday through Friday program. All right, so with COVID, is it time to get back to normalcy? You look at some of the things that are going on. I saw something with somebody who had long COVID, thinking that he said that he thought that he would be wearing a mask for the rest of his life when he got on an airplane or went to the supermarket or shopping, that kind of stuff. Do any of us feel like we're going to have to wear masks for the rest of our lives?
No, I don't right now. I mean,
mm-hmm. I think everything's on the table. I think so many people have, like, complied and been controlled that, mm-hmm. I don't know. I also live in a city where I can't go to a restaurant, so.
I don't think it should be mandated
or go to a
forever.
Movie. Yeah,
but people probably will choose to. I still wear a mask.
That's what I want to know. Yeah, your choice to do it. It's my choice not to, unless I'm required to. But some people think, you know.
I mean, I've popped into the grocery store here and there, but you know, since I got my booster, I haven't worn a mask. But leading
they
up to
let
that,
you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, we're so under mask. You can't do it.
Yeah, there's
not
no mask
Angeles,
mandate
no.
in Jersey right now. No.
All
and
right,
the kids,
so what about
they're talking about the kids won't have to wear them probably after Christmas. New York and Jersey are lined up in a similar way, and so it looks like the masks for kids in schools will probably go away.
It's kind of funny that our prediction is based on where we live and our current rules. I feel like it uh-huh. never is going to stop, and
yeah.
I guess that's good. You've given me hope that maybe it will.
Oh, hey, yeah. What about Aaron Rodgers, and how he's playing into the conversation, his reality in football and whether he is allowed to play or should play. He's become sort of the lightning rod this week anyway for all of this, hasn't he?
Yeah. I think it's just silly that we spend so much time and energy on both sides making him a hero or making him a zero. It's like the guy made a choice about it, whatever he wants to put in his body. He dealt with the consequences. I don't know. I guess I don't see why everybody stumbles over themselves to lift him up as a hero of an unvaxxed movement or as someone who is going to, like, kill public health on the other side of the aisle. So it's just, I don't know. The division that we're seeing over these kinds of things is just really disheartening because it should be someone's choice. He's young. He's healthy. He's trying to decide what's best for him. There's a story out this week that didn't get nearly the same amount of attention where I think his name is Dozier. He plays for the Minnesota Vikings. He was vaccinated, and he's currently in the hospital for COVID-19, and no one seems to be, like, talking about that in the same way they're talking about Aaron Rodgers, who's been fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a lot of phony baloney stuff going on. Tension-getting devices, if you will. Thank you, ladies. It's 10 before the hour.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Past the hour, time for some car talk. As opposed to the old guys, Cook and Clack, the Tabard brothers, used to do cat talk because they were New Englanders. We have with us Nick Miles, who is anything but a New Englander. He's not even a North Americaner. But he fits in nicely into the landscape of conversation. His auto expert website is something that's probably one of the most trafficked in the world because he has so much exposure to new vehicles and new ideas. So we're happy to have his expertise with us every week to bring ourselves up to date on things like the Rivian, which has this week completed the largest IPO in a long time. Did you put any money into this? Come on, tell us the truth.
No, I actually decided to put my money into one of the competitors, which is the Fisker. Car company. Yeah, they're about to do the same thing. Well, they did the same thing. They went public, but they're about to announce their first vehicle coming up in the LA Auto Show.
What's the name of the company?
Fisker. You know, Mahendrik Fisker, he did Karma, and he has his own company now called Fisker. So they're sort of competitors, Rivian and Fisker.
So don't you think we're ahead of the curve a little bit here in the sense is the reality of, you know, it's exciting for some people, and maybe it'll be like Amazon. Everybody threw money at that at the beginning, and they were losing money. And yet, look at where they are today, and look at where the people are who bought some of the stock and held on to it. So that's cool. Basically, the problem with these, I think the Rivian is ugly. Some people have been saying it was attractive. But going beyond that, the battery thing. Electric vehicle batteries are a problem and a big problem.
Yeah.
Also, where do you get charged up? Tell somebody in Des Moines, Iowa, that's driving to Kansas City, where there probably aren't three plugs along the way, that you can actually make it driving an electric car. You can't, because there aren't enough, there's not enough infrastructure. So, you know, all this excitement is a little premature, don't you think?
Yeah, Doug, well, I'll take you back to when we were a young man, and the guys used to come into the barn, and they used to say, listen, the horse is going to be replaced by this thing called the gas engine, and we're going to have motor cars. You know, I mean, things evolve, and it's not a perfect world. And, you know, maybe there is a step in between that everybody's missing, which is called the plug-in electric or the hybrid car, and we're rushing a little too fast. And it's not right for the whole country. Maybe it's right for California and New York and the coastal cities. But we got to push, and mankind's got to push forward and try it. And, you know, there's a lot of companies out there, and MySpace was going to be the great social media website of the future.
Right.
And where is that now? You know, it's I don't know anybody that has a MySpace account. So there are things, we try it as a human race, and we try all these different experiments, and they don't work, and some stick and some don't. And the motor car stuck, and the horse didn't to an extent, and now it's become somewhat of a showpiece and a friend to the human being rather than a work tool. So let's see how the gasoline engine turns out in 50 years. I can't predict the future, but I can tell you it's probably going to evolve as we have done for the last 2,000 years. So let's see what happens.
I would say this. If I were looking to stick with somebody, I'd go with a company that's in business already, like Ford. I must see something in Rivian because they're one of the big investors in it. My son bought one of those. I think you did, too. The way they call the electric truck, the 150 that's an electric. It's
The Lightning, the Ford Lightning. It looks like a good idea. I mean, there is some new companies that are going to evolve and that's going to make it. And there's some old companies here that are probably not going to make it. I mean, who would have believed if I'd come to you 30, 40 years ago and said, you know, Oldsmobile is going to go out of business?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody would have believed it. Well, and Pontiac and Saturn and those.
DeSoto.
Yeah.
How many of those cars can be?
I mean, you look at the landscape now and look at who are the weak players. I mean, you may see some people disappear off of the landscape and get sort of folded into other companies. Or will all the Japanese automakers make it? You know, I don't know if they will.
Well, and then in terms of people figuring out, when folks who buy Volvos find out that the company is now owned by the Chinese government, who's going to keep buying Volvos other than people perhaps in China? That's it. So anyway.
Yeah, there are some new companies evolving as well.
Yeah, I mean, you see that happening. All right, give us a couple. There's a short list of car and truck utility vehicles of the year. Who's doing best in that department?
Well, I'll tell you, I think the winners of the utility vehicle of the year, looks like it's going to be the Bronco or the Genesis GB70. When we come to truck, I think the Ford Maverick is probably going to lead the pack. When it comes to car, it's wide open, but my favorite right now is, I think, the new the Golf GTI. It's
really?
Golf GTI.
Yeah, you do like the Golf. I was watching an auction yesterday. A Bronco, an original Bronco, redone, sold for...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.